I get it. I'm last. I get it.
Yeah, you get it, Cooper Webb. All right, listen, couldn't quite repeat your title. I think from my looking at your weekend, you had a good weekend, not a great weekend, but you tell me.
Yeah, you're right. It was a solid weekend, but plenty of work to do for sure. But no, it was good. I think even to end the day with that last one was nice. Led some laps, was a lot closer to the front, and was able to hold off Jet, even though he probably could have quadded over my head if he chose to. But no, it was good. Overall, good weekend. Just like always, good to get some gate drops, see where we stand and what we need to do with the bike, and yeah, gives us some good insight.
You mentioned to me that there was some stuff you'd change on your bike, but you couldn't just because, you know, you're not at home. Is that a little bit what you're talking about bugging you out there?
A little bit, for sure. I think we're a little bit on the soft end, but we made a small change today that we were able to do here and stiffen up the rear a little bit, and that seemed to help. But yeah, I know Gilly, I called him last night and kind of told him, yeah, what I was feeling, and he saw the same, so he's awesome to work with, and yeah, he's already got something for me Tuesday to try. So yeah, just like I said, it's one thing, like always, you're at the practice track and things feel sweet, and then race comes, you're a little more intensity, a little steeper jumps, that kind of thing, and obviously with the big whoops this weekend, you really can't hide. So
yeah, did you say, Eric, what the fuck's up with the whoops?
Yeah, I never did, you know, but I think everyone else, not everyone else, but I heard there was definitely some complaints, but they were definitely smaller today, but they're still tough like always. But they were, I think for me, they were the biggest I've ever seen in Paris for sure.
Yeah. I think so too. And they didn't break down as nearly as much as they used to. The quad thing, obviously it was quick. You knew Jet was doing it. Malcolm told me, I'm not doing it. Like yesterday, he's like, I'm not going to do it. No way. And then he does it. And you could do it, but that's a risk reward thing. And you're in Paris in November. You don't, no need.
You're right. Well, I'm mad at Mal because he's like, nah, man, I ain't doing it. Yep. Thought we made a pack.
Told me that too.
And he pulls it out. But right. No, it's, yeah, I mean, like you said, obviously if there's championship points and that kind of thing on the line, I think it's worth it for me tonight. That last one, I was going to try to do it, but it didn't change any outcome. So, yeah, kind of a risk-reward thing. And I kind of battled a little bit of arm pump today. So that was the last thing I wanted was to get arm pump or lock up. But like I said, it was a big jump. Those guys busted it out. I don't know how many times they did it, the last one or not, but it was a big jump.
Malcolm said they knocked the ledge off on the off a little bit.
Yeah, it seemed the landing was a little bit notched off today, and but I mean, when I watched the video, it looked like it was everything those boys had.
Yeah. All right, so for you, going to wild card for OzX, that's next, or not OzX, WSX?
Yep, WSX in 2 weeks. So yeah, we'll go home, try to get 3 days in this week, just keep building. Drop some LBs still, and then try to get the bike a little bit better, and yeah, go there and see. Once again, we get to race some fast guys. It's going to be fun, and then once we get back from there, it's kind of that last little 5-6 weeks for January, and really hammer down then.
I'm just talking to Darren Lawrence about this because they're doing this and they're going to Oz. It's money. It's great. Everyone loves money, but then you lose that prep time, you lose the boot camp stuff. You know, some guys don't ever leave America. How do you balance that? I mean, you're later in your career, but how do you balance, like, I love money and I need money, everyone loves it, but I also just want to stay home and, you know, hunker down and defend this title?
It's a fine line. You know, I think I've done both. Like, when I was on the early days in KTM, like, Eldon was like, no, you don't do them, and we didn't, and I won championships there, and obviously, I've won championships doing internationals. So I think for me, now in my career, I can make great money doing it. I enjoy traveling, especially to new places. And I truly believe I got to race, you know, Jet Lawrence. And as we saw, Malk was on another level this weekend. Like, now I go home with what I need to work on, whether it's me with the speed, me and the whoops, me with the bike. Like, if I'm at the test track with Justin and Hayden, it's great having him as partners, but you don't know, right? And no disrespect, but obviously we see, like, Justin hasn't won in the World Supercross yet either. So, like, we all are building at the same time, right? And I think in November,
it's worth it.
I do. And obviously if you come here and you get hurt, like, then it sucks, right? But that's where, like I just said with that quad, it's risk-reward. And
you get hurt at practice track.
For sure. There's risk in any time you're on a dirt bike. So, yeah, I mean, if I was younger and I'm not gelling with the bike or I'm not gelling with my team or, you know, fitness is a huge issue, then, yeah, you maybe don't do them. But like I said, I think for me, with the way I've done things in the past and this November, like, we did a big boot camp off the bike. We rode for 2.5 weeks before this. I raced this. we'll be back for a week. I race my last race, and then, like I said, you get five solid weeks to really hunker down. And I think now with the race schedule, like, I still don't think being at your prime in January is maybe the play either. You know, I'm a big fan of, like, really coming around in February, but everyone's different. Yep. Different stuff works for different people, but I'm going to do what I know have worked for me in the past.
Two questions for you. 2026 changes, what do you think of the bike, the 2026 changes? Airbox, they've changed the back end a little bit.
Yeah, you were the one telling me they changed it. I didn't know. I'm joking. Yeah, it's been good for me. I think for me, the Whoops, even though I was a little bit off of them this week, they improved there for me. I really like the engine. Obviously, the clutch is different. I really love the platform, but like anything, once you know, little things come up, and that's what I think happened like this weekend, is little things in race environments come up. So overall, though, the platform's there, the bike's awesome, and yeah, we'll make some adjustments just to make it a little more fine-tuned for me.
Malcolm was on another level. I mean, he's good rider, won a Supercross this year, but dude, like, Jet was right on him for the third main and walked away just all weekend long, man. He was great, and good job for him, right? Like, that's cool.
Nah, it's great for Mal. Obviously, he's a good dude, and we've known each other for a long time, but yeah, I've never seen him to this level, if I'm being completely honest. And like I said yesterday, I think the Whoops, he was really strong there, but today it was everywhere. I mean, we saw it in Super Bowl, we saw it in the results. Like, he waxed. So yeah, tipped the cap. And like I said, though, it's good because I came here expecting Jet to be on that level, which, don't get me wrong, I'm sure in January or next week he can get there, no problem. He's a specimen. But it is cool to kind of see, like, hey, there is multiple guys that can go even faster. This is the pace. And
he's human.
Yeah. And Malk's a little older than me, right? So it's encouraging to know what we need to work towards, for sure.
Cool. Thanks for the burger, too, last night, Pink.
Hey, man, no problem.
You're my favorite rider. All right, thanks, Coop.
Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you, man.